Vermont is home to many longtime food cooperatives. Many of them were established to meet a demand for natural and organic foods. Today, organizers in Barry, Morrisville, and Bennington are working to start up more mainstream co-op grocery stores in unserved downtowns. But as VPR's Steve Zind reports, they still have a long way to go.
Over the years, the migration of supermarkets from city centers to shopping plazas outside of town has left communities without downtown grocery stores. A new wave of co-ops is an attempt to change that. The process begins with signing up enough paying members. All three co-op groups are still in that phase. In Bennington, Kelly McElhenney has been coordinating the effort to start the Southshire Community Market. It's been slow going in the 2 years since the co-op was incorporated. There are currently 89 members, which is down from a high of just over 100. McElhenney says selling $200 memberships can be difficult because the co-op is still just a concept.
Because there's no store, you can't go shopping, there's no tangible benefit that you receive.
McElhenney says Bennington organizers are now working to establish a food buying club as a first step and a way to build membership.
You know, a lot of fretting has been done that we're not at 500 members. We should be at 1,000 members. Well, we've got some, so let's start doing what co-ops do.
Plans for a co-op in Barrie are further along. Just over 500 people have joined. Once membership reaches 800, the organization will lease a downtown space. The Granite City Co-op would take the place of a downtown Grand Union supermarket that closed 14 years ago. Chris Riddell is president of the co-op board. Riddell says in order to meet the needs of local residents, the co-op will carry typical supermarket brands and items along with local and organic products.
So we're not talking about opening an exclusively natural foods market in downtown Barrie. We're really talking about opening a grocery store that's owned by the community that will be accessible to all kinds of people who live and work in Barrie.
Riddell says membership funds are only a fraction of the roughly $4 million it could take to open and sustain the market. The rest will have to come from bank loans and grants. In Morrisville, a similar effort to organize a co-op has attracted 350 paying members so far. Co-op board chairman Peter Christie says financing, location, operating costs, and many other details remain to be worked out before the co-op becomes a sure thing.
But I think that's an ongoing process. And you keep just testing and say, yep, okay, let's go to the next step. But I think we have the obligation to constantly be checking the feasibility.
As in other communities, Christie says the Morrisville Food Co-op will cater both to people who are interested in natural foods and those who aren't. He says bringing a grocery store back to the downtown area could attract more businesses and provide Morrisville with other economic benefits.
Clearly, local employment, keeping all the co-op format means that all the economic activity stays within the community as opposed to being sent off to distant corporations.
The three Vermont co-ops are among 113 nationwide that are in various stages of development. Most take from 3 to 5 years to go from signing up their first members to opening their doors. For VPR News, I'm Steve Zind.